If you go to the Texas Wesleyan University Law School website, it's been taken over by A&M. System Chancellor John Sharp credited President Bowen Lofton for a final agreement where A&M owns the campus instead of a 40-year lease and putting A&M in the name instead of Texas Wesleyan.
And just for good measure, we threw in to see if Bowen could add to it. He got a new roof, a new $450,000 roof on Saturday night. Finally wore the guy down and got a new roof.
These sales closed after the American Bar Association gave its blessing. A&M officials will make the formal announcement in Fort Worth Thursday morning. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Regents were divided over a last-minute idea from Morris Foster of Austin to hold back 5% from each organization.
I'm okay to approve the total budget amount. I'm asking for a 5% holdback with the chancellor that we will, over the next 3 to 6 months, have a discussion on. And that money may ultimately all be distributed, or it may not be distributed.
Regent Jim Schwartner of Austin did not disagree with Foster, but he was looking out for system administrators.
These folks have spent hours working with Chancellor Sharp and their self and their provost, and to blindside them at the last minute until we think about this some more. I just don't like to do business that way.
A special meeting will be held before the end of the month to approve system budgets at total $3.7 billion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Look for a future acceleration in the renovation of core cadets' dormitories at A&M. That was requested by Board of Regents member Jim Schwartner of Austin during today's meeting.
We're doing one building a year so we don't displace too many students and because of revenue. But we have 12 total units, is that correct?
That's correct.
So the first unit will be 12 years old by the time we finish the last one. And my hope is that we can figure this out and do it quicker and faster down the road.
Chancellor John Sharp says there'll be a radical ramp up in future upgrades.
Plan to do just that. This should be one of the last ones done like this before we do them all en masse.
The Regents approved the $15 million renovation at Leonard Hall. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M has an interim president. Saturday morning, the Board of Regents came out of an executive session lasting nearly 2 hours and unanimously named Dean of the Agriculture School and System Vice Chancellor Mark Hussey. Regent Tony Busby of Houston disputed media reports that there was infighting about the appointment.
They've said it's a call to arms. They've said there's a clash or a face-off. A crisis. Texas A&M is known as having a long military tradition. We're very proud of that, but I don't think we're known for that.
Governor Perry, an Aggie graduate, had supported another vice chancellor for interim president, someone who did not come from the classroom. Regents Chairman Phil Adams of Bryan spoke of the governor during the special meeting.
Our Governor Perry honored us in a great way by giving us this opportunity to serve these institutions in this system that we love so much. And we know that after Dr. Lofton leaves the middle of January, we know we're going to be in good hands here at A&M with Dr. Hussey as our interim.
Chancellor John Sharp says Hussey was not seeking the A&M presidency on a permanent basis. There was no announcement he'll take over for Hussey when he begins his new role January 14th, nor was there an update on the search for a permanent successor to Bowen Lofton. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW. 5 years from now, the drive between Bryan College Station and Intercontinental Airport in Houston could take 1 hour. The state's Transportation Commission has approved the Aggie Expressway, the announcement being made by A&M System Chancellor John Sharp.
So bringing somebody in, whether it's for football games or anything else, that's a huge thing, including people we partner with, researchers that we're bringing in, professors, all kinds of people. Plus, it makes it a heck of a lot safer for our folks to travel to a large airport as opposed to the kind of traffic messes that occur on that road now and on the road to Dallas.
Sharp asked but did not receive support from the A&M Faculty Senate, where at least one member lives along the route in Grimes County.
In the end, it's the best thing for Texas A&M, and that's my constituency, and so that's what I care most about.
The toll road would be built from Navasota parallel to Highway 105 to Plantersville, then turn south to Highway 249. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.